I'm Tommy McNeil reporting the Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bomb attack that ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan. Preliminary reports say at least 95 people have been killed, more than 163 others wounded. This comes a week after five heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel in a highly secured part of the city and killed at least 22 people. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will expand Ankara's military operation in a Kurdish enclave in Syria. He has said this before and is reemphasizing it. He says the goal is to flush out fighters, as he says they're linked to a Kurdish terror group there. He has criticized the United States for its support of those Kurdish forces there. The Pentagon has described the Kurdish operation in Afrin as unhelpful and possibly damaging the effort to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that the United States will continue to hold the line and provide credible military options to diplomats working to de-escalate tensions on the Korean Peninsula and address Pyongyang's nuclear and missile threat.
The Kim regime is a threat to the entire world. It's an international problem that requires an international solution. Our response to this threat remains diplomacy-led, backed up with military options available to ensure that our diplomats are understood to be speaking from a position of strength.
And Mattis' statement comes as North and South Korea engage in talks about next month's Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. North Korea has agreed to send a delegation to those games. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Bill Richardson, a supporter